Welcome to Canny Cross Conversations with me, Michelle.
And me, Louise, talking all things dogs, running and canny sports. Welcome to this week's episode of Canny Cross Conversations. Now, this week we're talking to Rhys Maltby and talking about his dog, his Canny Cross dog, Luna. Now, a lot of people talk to us or ask us questions whether you can Canny Cross with a small dog. So Rhys is here to tell us all about it. So welcome, Rhys, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
So just start us off by just telling us a bit about you and Luna and how you got into Canny Cross and why.
Okay, so I'll start with the most important person in the relation, that's Luna. So she is a four-year-old Jack Russell. We got her, during lockdown. She's quite long-legged for a Jack Russell, which makes her, relatively fast, I think. So I guess in terms of me and how I got into, running first of all, probably a keen triathlete more than anything. Numerous triathlons, an Ironman, a marathon as part of that and separately. And it was just a way of really exercising with my dog more than anything, trying to kill two birds with, one stone.
I think that's how most of us get into it, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a time saver. So how did you kind of hear about Canny Cross? How did it get on your radar?
So again, coming out of lockdown, we were just looking around at kind of things to do with the dog. And then Louise actually lives kind of a next village along from where I live. So I contacted Louise just for a bit of a taster session. I think at that point I knew nothing really about Canny Cross whatsoever, other than you probably had a bungee cord attached to you and your dog. I went along to a taster session with Louise and Pickles, and then from there joined the social group that we've now got around Harborough.
How did Luna find that first session then? Do you want to talk us through what happened and how she reacted? Was she immediately taken with it?
I think she probably is more now. I think that first session, I think it's like anything, she was probably just getting used to what was going on. And I think Luna, whilst not reactive, can be a bit funny with new dogs. So I've seen that in kind of the social group and the runs that, the first couple of times she's meeting new dogs, she'll be a little bit funny. But after that, I think she's almost excited to, see them and, be out running. That pack mentality, I think.
It was a very cold, wet taster session, I seem to remember.
It was. We were on the little green near your house. I've still got that picture, actually. I was looking at it today.
It was, but she was amazing when she first started. She pulled. So I don't know how you do it, Michelle, but I tend to run in front because I think dogs tend to pull better when there's something else to follow. So I think she did pull straight away from what I can remember.
Yeah, I think probably a bit like myself, she was quite competitive, I think. So she doesn't like, being at the back of a group if we're at the back of a group. And I think it's probably the same, on that day, Louise, as well, to be fair.
But she runs really nicely with Pickle. She gets quite excited now when she sees Pickle, doesn't she? And they it's like little and large in the height-wise rather than width-wise, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that they get used to the fact that they know you're going to run as well. So if I'm getting changed now just to go out running on my own, she's almost, I think, a little bit disappointed when, you don't get a harness and everything out. So,
I think that's very
true. She obviously loves it. So how fast does she have to run to keep up with Pickle then? She must kind of have to work twice as hard, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, you can see the difference, So, I always think the bigger dogs almost look a little bit more elegant, perhaps. Whereas, Luna is, very much, giving it everything, I think. Would be the best way of putting it.
We've nicknamed her the Pocket Rocket.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I suppose the difference is Pickle does a trot, And Luna's going full out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she's doing it. So, but she keeps up and she does do quite a good distance. So you've done quite a lot of distance with her, haven't you?
Yeah, so I think this year we've done, yeah, probably a few more events. Unfortunately, Luna's not a lover of the car. So we have to try and find events that are, yeah, quite local to us. There's a website we found, Active Training World, who tend to do kind of running events, but then they've got almost a Canicross wave that goes in the front of that, which starts kind of half an hour before, and some of those have been kind of quite local. So we've done a few of those. They varied from 5K, and we did one that was, yeah, up to 9 miles with her, which, again, she got round quite happily. So it's been a good mix of, yeah, events this year, I think.
We did one together, didn't we? When Pickle came back, that was my proud moment of Pickle. And Luna was quite good because we put them both in cages in the back and she was really good that day.
Yeah, I think that's the best she's been, in fairness, yeah, in terms of travelling. Yeah, maybe that's just your driving, Louise, I don't know. But yeah.
Well, it's so good. I got told I drove too fast the other day by someone because she was feeling sick. But anyway, that's another story. So she has raced quite a bit. What other races? So you've done some of the Canicross Midlands, haven't you?
Yeah, so we did some of those, not this year, last year. I think as anyone who listens to this and tries to get in there, yeah, other than Caton Hall weekend, yeah, you've got to be up at the crack of dawn to, yeah, even stand a chance of, yeah, of getting in. But we did a couple of those last year, which, again, I really enjoyed. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, whether it's worth getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning for, maybe, I don't know.
No, and so as everyone knows, Michelle doesn't race.
Never done one, no.
One day. But actually, the ATW ones I really enjoyed, apart from the start.
Yeah, I think the starts were, yeah, because it's a mass start, isn't it?
I didn't listen to you at all that day.
Yeah, no real seeding. So you need to just be a bit, yeah, maybe selfish and get to the front. Otherwise, yeah. A, for the dogs, it's a bit of a nightmare. And then B, yeah, you just stuck in traffic. Yeah.
So how does Luna cope in that kind of environment? You said she's sometimes not great with dogs. She doesn't.
Yeah. So I guess the advantage I have of her being little is I can pick her up.
Yeah.
So all I tend to do at the start is, yeah, we'll go and stand out the way until it's kind of close to the start. And then I'll just pick her up and try and get as near to the front as I can. But even that, yeah, she can be a bit of a nightmare. But it's all good.
Yeah, I think they like to be heard generally, Jack Russells, don't they? My mum's got a Jack Russell and we have Canicross with him. He's been a good training dog for my daughter. She's 11, because I don't trust her with our dog yet because she's a bit too young for her. But yeah, my mum's Jack Russell absolutely loved it. He's so fast. They've got a lot of endurance, haven't they? Surprising amount.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I probably, again, coming into this, which I hadn't thought about is, yeah, it's not just about, yeah, you being fit, but also your dog being fit as well.
Yeah.
I've tried to be quite mindful of that as we started this year of, yeah, not just going out and running, you know, 6 or 7 miles with her, but, yeah, trying to build that up. And then, again, through Louise, she's introduced me to someone, Sophie, who, again, is just kind of helping with, I guess, kind of exercises to, yeah, kind of help Luna as well. So, yeah.
But Sophie is the pet physio that we have had on the podcast before. So, she's really good. I probably Pickle ought to see her again because we've just done a Southwest Coast Path walk. So I probably need to get her looked at. But, yeah, it's quite fascinating, isn't it? And you suddenly start thinking about your dog in a totally different way, don't you? Not just running across the fields. But you're right in what you say to keep the fitness is mainly the harness fitness, isn't it, that you need to get them back into if they've had a bit of time off over the summer.
Yeah.
I am. Do you run her during the summer, though?
Not really. I would say in the summer it's more, yeah, we'll go down the park. Luna's other obsession is probably tennis balls. So, yeah, we'll just go down the park and, yeah, merrily throw a ball for half an hour. Yeah.
But she likes the group. She does like the groups now, doesn't she? And do you think that's, has that made her better with her? As you say, it's not really a reactivity, is it? It's just a sort of, you're new, I don't know who you are. But do you think she has become more tolerant, I suppose is the word?
Yeah, I think definitely, yes. And I think going back to your point, Michelle, they've all got their own characters, Jack Russells. I think that's one of the things,
yeah.
I love about them. And we had one when I was a kid as well. But yeah, I think, and she's absolutely fine, Louise, when she's been there for a couple of times and, yeah, met them and, yeah, happy to run along with them, you know.
She gets a bit upset when I forget the treats at the end, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, very motivated by food, yeah.
She comes to say hello to me at the end, and when I haven't got anything, you can see the look in her face. It's like, right, I've done all that, and you've not given me a treat. And when we were, I think the funniest one, and if you look back on my Pause for Running Instagram page, there's some really good ones of Pickle and her out running in the water. Well, we weren't supposed to be running in the water, were we?
Oh, I think I remember seeing this, yeah.
But she, like, she's quite closer to the bottom of the ground, isn't she? So she gets quite wet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only other benefit. She now quite enjoys going in the bath, which she never used to. Yeah, because most Sundays after we've been out running, it's, yeah, straight back into the, for a bath. Yeah.
And what else does she get after a Canny Cross, Reese, that made me, this is another thing that makes me feel guilty and a bad dog mum, Michelle?
Yeah, scrambled eggs, yeah.
Wow, lucky dog.
Yeah. And that, again, just trying to think, if you think about yourself, you know, if you've been out for a long run, then you'd, I don't know, a protein shake or something that's high in protein. So I was just talking about, making sure that, and particularly when we were doing quite a lot of miles so that she was ready for the 9 mile run, was just about making sure, that we got back and, she had something with protein in as well. So, yeah.
Do you do anything else to train her? Because you, as you say, for the 9 mile, did you just literally build it up slowly, or did you, is there anything else that you did with her?
No, so I think, just building it up slowly. And I again, just like, you get yourself for a race, and I'm trying to get in the world of ultra running, which I've talked to you a little bit about as well, but it's that whole, run slower to go faster. So when we went out on longer runs, it would not necessarily just be all running. It would be, run, walk, and certainly those Sunday mornings where we've gone a bit further and just a bit of a bit run slower. And a walk and stop and have a chat have been quite good as well. So
so what are you training for at the moment then? What have you got coming up?
Well, I've just done a 28 mile track race down, it's called the Battle of Brampton Valley, run by Race Harborough, which is an out and back along an old disused railway. And then I'm just trying to talk myself into, 100-kilometre one in mid-August, So it's just something that's on my list that, I haven't done yet that, would like to do, so.
Is that going to need much persuasion, or have you kind of,
No, I think I'm there. I just need to, probably press the order button and pay for it.
I'm surprised you haven't done it yet.
No.
We're going out for our end of season this Friday, so we're recording this before this goes out, but we're going out for our end of season meal. So, Reese, you need to have done it by then.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. Yeah.
But that was the running coach talking to you then, like, oh, what are you doing? Would you do a ultra with Luna?
So, I think so. And I think there is one at Box End, isn't there, I think? Is it the Canex one, I think? Well, it's... I guess a relay type race where there's four of you across, the 12 hours. And it's, I'd like to. I guess the only bit I'm not sure on is how you look after your dog in between those stints. So I don't know. Let's say you're running for an hour and a quarter. Then clearly you come back and you've got 2 or 3 hours of sitting around waiting. It's what you do with your dog during that, do you feed them? Is it about just making sure they've got rest? Will they sleep? It's that type of stuff. But
We've had, actually, it's a really good one that we should turn into a podcast if we can.
Yeah, we should, shouldn't we?
Talk to. But my immediate thought is that And this is from my experience. And this week, I've just bought the South West Coast Pass. So we've been doing longer distances. We've been in 10, 12, 15 plus miles. And it is, so we haven't been feeding them any. We fed them a bit more, but we've given them their normal meals. And of course, they haven't had a break in between. We've walked unless we stopped for lunch. They have been ravenous at the end of the day, so much so that we've had to give the food in bits.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she just gobs it down. But what we have been doing is treating and treats all the way through through the day, more so because they just, I felt they just needed the energy. But I also have a Labrador, so they just like food, don't they?
Yeah. And I guess back to your question, would I do an ultra with Luna? I guess it's, do I think she'd be able to do it? And I'm not sure I know the answer to that.
Well, I think I'd quite like to go and do that. I think we should all go and do it, that one in March in Wales.
There is no way Poppy's doing an ultra.
bring the Jack Russell then.
She was shattered. Yeah, I might do. George might do it. Poppy was shattered. We did a 9-mile walk last week and she was exhausted. She didn't speak to me the day after. She's like, I just tired me out, Mum. So there's no way she would do an ultra. But yeah, maybe.
I think Luna would. Because their nature, terriers, always on the go, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's that whole, if you were going slower, you clearly would if you were going a bit further. So certainly when we did the 9-mile one with her, we were relatively quick, getting round that, and she'd probably had enough by the end of that. But you've just got to bear in mind, you're going a bit slower and, probably a bit easier for them as well.
Yeah, I actually think she'd do it. And I'm sure if you looked at the ultra that's just gone, that there's probably some small dogs that have just done that.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the goal for next year.
Yeah, I think the test is just to kind of train with them, isn't it, and build the miles up and see how they respond. Because you'll know, we know our own dogs best, don't we? And you'll know if she's got.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I also think the stuff that you're doing with Sophie, the pet physio, what I've noticed is with Pickle walking for 5 days solidly, is that her back, which normally causes problems, has been absolutely fine. So I know that she's fit. And it's when she hasn't been in harness, right? Because I can track her. It's when she hasn't been in harness for a while that I get the problems. So.
Yeah.
I think it's building up that fitness in the harness, which we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel a plan happening. So Reese will be back on when we talk about what we did in the ultra.
watch this space, everybody.
Yeah. We'll what now, Reese,
do you use with Luna out of interest? What harness does she wear?
So we start Reese, started off. Yeah, so we started off with a dog fit. Set which was kind of a beginner's set, but we just bought some non-stop dog wear, and I think having worn both of them, I think personally, just for my own comfort, the non-stop is by far and away much better, and I think it certainly, the fit looks a lot better for Luna, and she looks a lot more free while she's running, I would say, than the dog fit, but I only wear it in.
We're talking about the harness.
It is, yeah. But I only wear it in, nice weather because I don't want to get it too dirty. Yeah. I said that just for you, Louise. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
He's got a nice orange, or Luna's got a nice orange harness, and he wasn't wearing it the other day.
So. Oh, because you didn't want to get it dirty.
Well, it's the end of season as well. So.
Yeah. Mine literally just gets a hose down at the end of a run.
Yeah, mine is disgusting, actually. It does. I mean, it needs a hose down now from what we've just done. But we'll get there. Is anyone else treat their harnesses like that? Or perhaps people have multiple harnesses of the same one, which so they keep one for best.
Yeah, mine just get chucked in the washing machine, to be fair. But I don't, Poppy doesn't know. She doesn't have a non-stop free motion. I keep meaning to try that one. But hers just get chucked in the washing machine and they're fine. We did have Jason on telling us about how to care for our harnesses, actually.
He did, and he said, don't put them in the washing machine.
Yeah, I think just as well, just in case Jason listens to this, just thank you, because he helped me sort out the gear as well. So I should just say thank you to Jason as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you should. Yeah. I'll make sure he listens to it. It's Reese. Yes. Yeah. So what are your goals for next year, do you think? Well, we've always got one. We've got an ultra to do.
Yeah. So definitely do some more racing with Luna. We were lucky enough to win a couple of events last year, which was great. So it'd be good to try and, yeah, at least do something similar. I think in all of it, the human is the weaker element of the partnership, or it certainly is for Luna and I. So it's about, yeah, how much fitter can I get to make her go faster, I think. I think the other bit would be around just still having fun with it. And that's why I love our Sunday mornings with the rest of the gang. It's just great. This year has been a bit different because obviously we've now got some different groups for speed in there, but it's still quite nice just to get together of that at the end of it. And then, like you say, you know, we've had a couple of good night outs and yeah.
Just the dogs.
yeah. But it's just, you know, the other element that I truly love about, yeah, Canny Cross and all of that is everyone is so friendly, and it's just nice to chat and, yeah, meet some, yeah, people and, yeah, friends, hopefully, from it. Yeah.
And do you know, it was interesting what you said, and I think people, yeah, I want to pick up on it, because what you said was, which I would say is that I am the weaker link in Pickle and I. Michelle would probably say that with Poppy and her. But I think a lot of people out there would be thinking, well, hold on, does Luna give you any pull? Why is she, you know, because she, her, what's her weight?
She's about 11, 12 kilos, something like that, I think.
Yeah, so she hasn't got a huge, I won't ask you yours, but she hasn't got a huge, he's not very heavy. She hasn't got, you think that she hasn't got a huge pull, but do you get that pull?
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. And I think the other thing you can see, if you look at her shape and how she's changed, she has become much more muscular as well. You can see that in her physique as well. But you can, yeah, you can certainly feel a pull. Clearly not as much as, yeah, you let me have a run with Pickle. Clearly not as much as that, but you can tell a difference, yeah, between running with her and not. Yes, definitely. So I think for anyone who's got a small dog and is like, well, should I have a go, then I would say absolutely yes.
I think that's great, actually, because you can do it with any dog, can't you? I have to find the video of you doing running with Pickle, which was hilarious, because I ran up the hill with Luna. I was very nice. I gave him a hill to run up, and then I called Pickle.
Oh, that's mean. And she, of course, ran straight to you.
Reese ran quite fast.
Yeah.
Just be thankful it wasn't downhill.
Well, yeah, that would have been interesting. So in a couple of weeks, we're talking to someone who's got a larger dog who races and does quite well. So how do we, you've got a small dog, but you're winning races. So you, again, you were saying the dog is not, the dog's still giving you the pull, isn't it? Luna's still giving you a pull. So you must be really fast to get in front of some of the people, because you ran that, you won that race at Salty Forest that we went to, you and Luna. And you're in an age category that has a lot of runners and fit people, whereas, you know, I'm the older one. What's your thoughts on it all?
Yeah, I think there is that whole perception bit. And I think, again, when you first start, certainly from my point, yeah, you see all those people with, yeah, those hounds, and I guess you get a bit of dog envy as well at times. Yeah, God, if only I had one of those. And yeah, we've talked about that as well. But the interesting thing, one of the local events I did here, Luna and I were stood at the start line, and you could just almost see people looking, and yeah, whether they're laughing or thinking in their head, yeah, what's a little Jack Russell going to do here? But we were the first dog back in that event. So yeah, it's that whole thing, isn't it? A way about, yeah, not judging a book by its cover. So it, I guess, like anything, it's a bit of a team event as well, isn't it? You know, you and your dog have got to work together to, yeah, be the best that you can. So yeah,
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. Was that win a surprise for you then, or did you kind of go in thinking, we've got this?
No, so that was, and again, it was an event run by Race Harborough called Tunnel Run. So it was an early morning thing where, again, you run down a disused railway line through some tunnels and it's all lit really nicely. And that was, a joint start, both just runners and, Canny Cross starting together. And we started a way back because it's the first time I've done it and I didn't, again, really know what to expect. So Luna, again, being herself, was, quite boisterous. And, you could just see people looking. Whereas there were more serious, runners, who started, at the front for that reason. But, again, it was one of those that I trained, quite hard for and, was, really, really happy, both with my time and, how Luna ran as well.
How did you come in compared to, was it that one that you did quite well compared to some of the Douglas runners?
Yeah, so I think, and I forget now, but I think overall, we were the first dog back, but I think we finished like sixth or seventh overall as well. Might have been a bit lower than that, but really good event. But it was great for Luna because it was a relatively straight line. We would just overtake someone and then she would see someone else in front. So it's that whole chasing mentality.
And I think that Luna has come on loads because of, the social run, because we do some skills and stuff in our social runs occasionally. And just sort of the experience now she's got, hasn't she? So she's done a couple of seasons now.
That's our second, kind of full, doing season. Races together.
And you, as you say, because she's got more muscular, she's used to it and she's sort of getting into it and she knows what to do. So I think it, and if you are going to race your dog, then they get used to it. I mean, I think that's what I found with Pickle. She came back from puppies, didn't she? And we went to that race with you. And I was like, we'll just see how we go. I'm not being competitive until we started. And it was like, blimey. And I think they just get back into it. They enjoy what they do.
And Luna very much knows the difference between if we're just going out for a social run on a Sunday versus if you're stood at the start. Of a race, so they do know that difference as well. So they're quite intelligent.
And I think also, so Reese and I catch up sometimes to go for longer runs, don't we? And I think they've got some great videos of them running next door to each other. But I think she knows then she keeps up with Pickle, doesn't she? She likes to. It's me is the out of the four of us that is like, oh, can we slow down? Anyway, that's good. So what tips would you give for those thinking about canny crossing with small dogs?
So I think definitely give it a go. Don't be put off by that. Just think about the fun you're going to have together. And I think it's that whole thing of it's time to bond with your dog, brings you closer together, I guess, as a partnership. And I think, as I've kind of said to you through this, small dogs do have their advantages. So, you get to a gate and everyone else is struggling to get their big dog over. Just think about how easy it is for you.
All right. And you can lift them out of the mud as well, which is always always good. Brilliant. Have you got anything else you want to ask, Michelle?
No, I just think it's brilliant. And as I say, I am all for Jack Russell's Canny Crossing because I hope to be doing more of that with George. So, thank you for coming on, Reese, and chatting to us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Is there anywhere our listeners can follow you on social media and have a look at your adventures?
You want them to, you don't have
if
to.
You want them to.
Well, I'm really terrible at that. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, but I'm very poor at that's my other half, Rebecca, is responsible for that stuff.
So just follow me and Pause for Running because you'll see Reese on
there. We're normally on there.
definitely. So I always tag him in, but he doesn't respond that well. Brilliant, excellent. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope if you've got a small dog, it has really inspired you to give Canny Cross a go. If you've got any questions about small dogs, and we've certainly got some questions that we've brought up from this episode, so we will try and get them answered for you. But anyway, we hope you've enjoyed, and we will see you on the next episode. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends.
And if you get a moment, please leave us a review. We'll see you next time on Canny Cross Conversations.